Well, Jim, what an amazing game of football. What did you say to those lads at half-time?
Yeah, someone else has just asked me that. It's easy when you're getting beat to rant and rave and have a goal. We had a goal, you know, on Boxing Day. You get me days mixed up, but against Notts County, we had a goal at half-time. Today, you know, we were quite calm. I think it's... I think the lads needed the pressure taken off them. It wasn't an ideal first half performance. We give ourselves a mountain to climb straight away after 30 seconds. We've gone through certain bits about Notts County, how we wanted to respond. We had a two-hour DVD session with them yesterday, which you know, we've never done day before a game, but we needed to do it to get the response that we wanted. We spoke about Yeovil, where the strengths and weaknesses lie. They have got good players, certainly in the forward positions. You know, I think Otis Khan's got 10 now. A couple of others have got 7 and 6 or something. So they are a threat going forward, but you can't give a team who are good and in good form as well. You know, they've had a good win recently against Cheltenham, a leg up, and that's what we did after 30 seconds. We're 1-0 down. I thought we responded well. We warmed to it. We got going a little bit. Yeah, we can play better with the ball. The pitch is cutting up a little bit. Sometimes when it isn't going your way, it's a confidence thing and lads aren't relaxed in possession. That can happen. You see that at any level. They're only human beings. And on the flip side, when you're doing well and you're winning games like Yeovil have been doing, they start popping it round and looking a decent side. But as I say, I thought we got back grips with the game. Then suddenly we can see it again. Good finish. I'll have to have a look at it again, how he's got in it. And you're looking at it thinking, right, 2-0 down. What can we do? We've had to make a change. We're looking at making another change or a formation change just to try and shake us into life. We stuck with it. We got to half time, and as I say, half time was a case of being calm. Just saying to them about, you know, there's all in life, football, life, mainly life. If things aren't going your way, you can't feel sorry for yourselves. You've got to come out fighting because there's always someone waiting to throw the boot in. There's people here or people around the country will be looking at it going, oh, they get beat tonight because it'll do this to the league or that to the league, and they'll be looking at it going, great, they're getting beat, and hopefully they go on to get beat. And we just mentioned those things. You know, there's a lot of people here tonight, a decent crowd, there's plenty of scouts. We didn't give a true reflection of ourselves, certainly going 2-0 down. The other end, we had little bits and pieces, V's at the post, etc., but it wasn't good enough. Some of it was, but overall it wasn't good enough to be 2-0 down at home. We went up second half. I thought we took the game to him. I have to say the crowd were great, got right behind us. Always good attacking the old men second half. I think the wind died down, which helped us. As I say, confidence thing. Yeah, we want to play a little bit better with the ball, but pitch dictates that at times. Confidence of the players can dictate that. You know, it's a similar formation and similar personnel to Mansfield the other day, and I thought we were excellent with the ball. Really, really good. We were excellent without the ball against Mansfield as well. But no, they battled, they competed, they got all over the Yeovil side. They were, as I said, in decent form. We clawed it back, although we left it late to get back to 2-1. But you know, there's still time on the clock. We kept plugging away. We get the second one. You're thinking, great. How can we, you know, how can we change it? Do we go to win it? Do we make sure we don't concede? As it is, we conceded from a set play. And you're thinking, God, that just sums us up. You know, all that energy and desire to get back to 2-2, and then suddenly we throw it away and they score a header from a corner. But fair play to the lads, they kept plugging away. We responded well straight away. We got the third, and then it looks like it's fizzling out to a 3-3. And you know, I keep saying about Big Kev, you know, it's hard on him at the minute because he's one player who can't train on AstroTurf. So, you know, for 2 months he hasn't trained at all. He hasn't been hitting targets, shooting, you know, in with the lads. You know, he hasn't played much recently. We kept him on because he's our leading goal scorer, and Kev's Kevin, he can come up trumps. I'm sure he'll take a buck, and I don't mind the buck he took for taking his top off. But it was one of those moments where time stood still. You know, they cross in. It seems to have loads of pace on it. All he had to do is just flick a glance it. The pace was already on the ball. And for those split second or two, when it was in the air, it was right behind, it looked like it was just going to go over, but it seems to dip over the keeper, and when it hit the back of the net, you know, that's one of my favourite goals in my, you know, nearly 16 years here. The celebrations were great. As I say, I've gone on the pitch there for some stupid reason in trainers on a muddy night, and I've nearly done a cruciate knee ligament, I've done a moonwalk, I've done a backflip, I've done a swan dive and ended up in the fence. And it was, you know, to see the smiles on people's faces around us and the atmosphere, I thought it was absolutely superb. And I'm made up for everyone associated with the club, because we need a victory. We let ourselves down, as I say, Notts County, overall, apart from Notts County, Barnet, Exeter, Forest Green, another game we should have been in front. We've done okay, but yeah, if you're losing games, you're coming for a bit of criticism. But fair play to the lads as a group, they responded well tonight. And I said before the game, it doesn't matter if it's a fluky 1-0 and a high score and entertaining game, which it was, and we win by the odd goal. It was about getting a result tonight, because we needed it. Certainly being the only game in the league tonight, we needed that victory, and it was a massive one for us and thoroughly enjoyable.
And what about Callum Lang? 2 goals for him as well.
Yeah, Callum, listen, he's a good player. We brought him in. I thought every game he went in, he missed the chance. You know, I could sit here all day and speak about Callum, and I've had a good chat with him yesterday. You know, he's grown as a person. He's becoming a man, because when he came, he was quite quiet. He was in the background. We were sprinkling him on the pitch for certain games, and I think he had an opportunity in every game to score. You know, Luton at home, 84th minute, header wide. You know, he's had other bits and pieces. And we had a behind-closed-doors friendly against Fylde, and he missed 2 or 3 cracking chances. We were getting beat 3-2. All we were interested in was getting a goal. He got a goal. Seemed to give him a lift. And then suddenly, as a person around the place, he come out of his shell. And now he's up there with the likes of Kevin Edison being one of the louder ones in the group. And sometimes that happens, you know, with young lads. It's a psychological effect of a move on loan. You know, obviously location's good for him, but he's kept plugging away, he's kept working hard, he's learning more. I think he's becoming more physically adapted to it. And we've had to take our time with him. Now we start him at Mansfield and he got the goal. I thought Verdane Oliver did well at Mansfield, Adam Campbell did well at Mansfield. We've got to freshen up, we've got 4 games in 10 days. The game plan was a tight game, hopefully against Notts County, sprinkle him on like we did against Coventry, where he come off the bench and scored. And you're thinking, you know, that's the game plan for him for this particular game. We can't flog him, because we could kill him off, because he's done an awful lot of run at Mansfield. But he was always going to start tonight anyway. And as it was a match to stoke, because he's got 2 goals for us. And now it's important that we keep his fire lit, and we manage him right and he manages himself right. But I'm really pleased for him. You can see the response from the crowd. They're all singing his name, and this is part of his learning curve, you know, and fair play to him.
Monday, of course, Accrington. A win will take you into that game full of confidence, hopefully.
Well, we hope so. It's a tough game, obviously. Achean on good form at the minute, but John Coleman was here tonight. He'd be looking at it thinking, you know, if they play like they did in the first 17 minutes, they'll have a field day. But we're better than that, we know that. We've now shown... Well, it's strange football, because you look at Coventry after that. I think we had the 8th best defensive record in the league, and then suddenly went and conceded a 2, a 2, a 4, and a 3. But we've scored in every game where we were struggling in the past, and we're going to score 4 today, so you don't know what to do for the best. But as I say, it's a big game for both clubs. You know, I've got to get home and get me rest, because I'll be going over to Grimsby tomorrow to watch them, because obviously we've got Grimsby after Atkinson, so it's a good one for us, for me and Kenny to watch. But it's a big game. Now, obviously, we're going with full of confidence off the back of this win. Fantastic win for us, but you know, we'll see what happens. But it's about tonight. You know, yeah, we'll do it. We'll start our own work in the morning. It's a great win for everyone associated with the club tonight, and a great way for us to finish off a turbulence at times 2017. But hopefully, that's a little turning point for us. Gives us a shot in the arm that we need to go on to get more points on the board throughout January. And hopefully, that will be starting with Accrington on New Year's Day.